Welcome everybody to the Daddy Daughter Dance. This is Tobin Walsh, top parenting blogger, but more importantly, I'm the father to the lovely, talented, and super excited Viviana Walsh, who's my co-host to the right. What's up, Vivi?
Hey guys.
Hey, so today's podcast episode is about Martin Luther King Jr. So all of our kids have, or should have, or might have Monday off of school in celebration of this great man. But what do they know about his legacy? What do they know about their stake in his legacy? And what do us parents need to teach our kids about Dr. King? So it's a topic that I can't wait to discuss with you, Vivi. What do you know about Dr. King?
Well, he was a public speaker that, like, stopped, like, a lot of, like, things like slavery and all that, that were blacks, like, were separated from white people.
Okay. That's crazy to think about, isn't it? Just wild. And so let me start with just facts about him and see if you would, you fill in the blanks, okay, and I'll see if you get them right. So Dr. King was born in January 15th, 1929, in the city of?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. You're right. So Vivi and I were fortunate enough to see his childhood home just off the path at the King Center in Atlanta. We would encourage you to go there if you have the opportunity. But he died on April 4th, 1968 in, do you know? Okay, Memphis, Tennessee.
It was Tennessee.
Yep.
It was Tennessee somewhere, but I didn't know.
Yeah, Memphis, Tennessee. And he was killed by a gentleman, James Earl Ray, after he helped sanitation workers in Tennessee boycott for change. One of his famous speeches was called what, Viviana?
I Have a Dream.
What?
I Have a Dream.
I Have a Dream. And that was delivered in Washington, D.C. in 1963. Do you know how many people listened to that speech in D.C.? What would you guess?
Millions, about.
200,000 people gathered. 200,000. At that time, was pretty impressive. And Dr. King won a Nobel Peace Prize in 1964. And what? So Martin Luther King Day, which is next Monday for us, where you're out of school. Do you know when they passed the law that made that a holiday in the United States?
I have no clue, to be honest. 1983.
And it's, do you think that's his real birthday?
No, because his real birthday was this week.
So. I just said it. It was a couple of days ago. It was the 15th. The holiday's said to be the third Monday of every January from now on. Isn't that cool?
Yes.
All right. So what, so you mentioned Viviana and parents, I'm sure you're teaching your kids about his most famous speech, the I Have a Dream speech. Vivi, have you ever in school, what have they told you about the speech? Have you studied it at all?
We haven't studied it, but our teacher last year in third grade, she taught us one sentence, which was like, I have a dream that my four children would blah, okay. blah, blah.
Okay, well, let's do this. So one of the things I think schools and maybe us parents need to do a better job of is just going beyond like the headline of the speech. So everybody knows I Have a Dream, but do you know what the context of it was? Do our kids understand why it's important? So let's do this, Vivi. I'm going to share with you. So there's recordings on YouTube that are available that actually have his speech recorded. You've never heard his voice on this speech? Let's listen to a couple clips that I think are cool, and then we'll come back and you can tell me what you think, all right?
Okay.
Here's the first one. This is how he opened his speech. So this is when after he was introduced and he looked over the crowd for the first time. Listen
for
to him.
I Have a Dream?
Yep.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves.
So, Vivi, do you understand what he means there? Do you know what shadow he's talking about? So he says, we stand here in the shadow of a momentous figure in history. Do you know who the figure was that they were standing in front of?
It's someone famous.
Yeah, it's Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, I knew it was a president, but like, it was either like George Washington or something because they are the main presidents that like everyone knows.
Yeah, and Abraham Lincoln obviously is a titan of American democracy, right? You know Abraham Lincoln, his top
Yes.
hat, his beard. But did you know that what Martin Luther King referenced right there was a document that ended slavery in the United States forever. So that's why they chose to have the march there, and that's why they chose to have the speaker speak from where they did. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
All right, let's move forward. And this is another poignant part of his speech. Listen to what he says. I want you to get your impression of it, okay? I think you're familiar with this.
My poor little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
You recognize that, huh?
That's the one I was trying to talk about, but.
Right. So what is he to you, what does that mean? So what's his dream that he references his children?
He wants his children to like live a happy life, not like he did with like people having slavery. He wanted them to like be like we are now,
Right. He wanted them to have the
them to
same
have a life.
luxuries. He wanted them to have the same abilities and the same freedoms as white
White
people at the
people,
time,
yeah.
right? And he had four little children, which was really, really,
They're
really
still alive.
impressive. Yep. Now, lastly, let me share with you a clip of the ending of his speech. And what I want you to think about is he's standing over looking at 200,000 people that we learned about, right? In the shadow of Abraham Lincoln, probably one of the most celebrated presidents in U.S. history. And people are all fired up and ready to peacefully protest segregation, right? Martin Luther King is leading them, looking out over them, and listen to how he ends his speech. Tell me how you might feel, okay?
When we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
So how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel kind of sad for the black people because, like, we got all the luxury back in the old days. Like, we got to sit at the front of the bus, but they had to give up their seat if a white person got off. So we got a lot of more luxury than them, and that makes me kind of sad to
Yeah.
think about that.
But that speech, how it ended, when I listened to that today and I wanted to talk to you about it, it's so uplifting though, right? Like you, if I was there, I would just imagine I would have goosebumps because I'd be so excited and emotional about hearing such a great speech. Do you think the people were more sad or more happy? What do you think it drove them to do?
I think they were more happy just for him to say that speech and like to make them feel like they're part of this country and what they should be having too.
Right. And they finally had a leader who could.
Stop everything that was going on and just live like have black people live a happy life too.
Yep. So one of the good things I think that schools do for kids in terms of Martin Luther King and the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday is they do talk a lot about the I Have a Dream speech, but they don't actually listen to the speech. And I would implore parents, it's available on YouTube. It's well worth 17 minutes of sitting down with your kids and really understanding the words because they're powerful. And not only the words are powerful, but the way in which it's delivered is spot on. If you wanted to compel change, to compel people to action, I can think of no better speaker than Dr. King to listen to. It's pretty amazing. Could you imagine delivering a speech like that, baby?
I'd be so nervous and scared because, like, you could have audience like saying boo, like boo.
Yeah.
So like I would be nervous to go on if like everyone hates my speech. So
Yeah, they
yeah, I'd
could.
be
There was probably
embarrassed.
people who
I'd
didn't
be
like his speech,
embarrassed.
but he went on. But one of the things, so let's turn our shift our focus now. So everybody, I think, understands what I Have a Dream and the speech and how he delivered it and the context that Dr. King spoke that day. Vivi, it seems like your teachers do a good job of teaching that. Martin Luther King also gave speeches all over the place, all over the world, in fact, about a variety of topics. So, Vivi, for the next little bit, what I want to do is talk to you about a couple quotes he said, and you tell me what you think they mean. Because Dr. King is more than the I Have a Dream speech. He had a life's work of trying to fight for those who couldn't fight for themselves.
He probably didn't have as big of crowds as he did for I Have a Dream speech, because that's probably one of his most famous speeches that he ever gave.
Yeah, you're right. Life. You're right. So let me read a couple quotes, and I just want to get your impression of what you think of them, what you think they mean, okay? And let me assure you folks, she has not seen this list. This is all legitimate impromptu stuff. So Vivi, the first one, which I really like, it says, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." Do you know what that means? What do you imagine it means?
It's threat is means like harmful, because we use threat at school today. And
what about the word injustice? Like, what injustice was Dr. King fighting?
Slavery?
Segregation. Yep. So what he's saying is, if injustice exists, no matter what that injustice is, it could call into question everything that's just or everything mm-hmm. that's fair. Do you think that's a good message?
Mm-hmm. That's basically putting your own words into that speech.
Right.
So you're making a different sentence and putting your own words.
Yep.
Which are meaning the same thing as a sentence, but it's putting your own words into it. So that's how I would put it.
I don't know what that means. All right, well, and let's move on to the second quote. So Dr. King also said this, which I really, really like as well, and you tell me what you think about it, all right? So why don't you do this? Put the quote I'm going to ask you or tell you about, why don't you put in your own words about what it means to you after I get done, okay? Dr. King once said, the time is always right to do what is right.
I think it means like when it comes to time, it's what you want to do and that's right for you.
Yep. And there's no bad time to do the right thing. Mm-mm. Can you think of a bad time to do the right thing?
No.
I can't either. Right?
No.
Okay, cool. I like that quote a lot. I think you could use that every day. Mm-hmm. Okay, last one I'll give you, okay? Dr. King once said, "We must live together as brothers or perish together as fools." Now, first of all, do you think you just meant brothers, like your brothers?
No.
He meant everybody, right?
You meant like your environment or your community.
Yeah, community. That's a good word for it, community. So what's he mean? We can live together as brothers or perish together as fools.
Basically, he's trying to say like we all just have to be one and live as one together.
Right.
In our community.
Yep. And it doesn't matter if you're a male or female, black or white.
Mm-hmm.
We either live and coexist and get along,
or we're fools.
What's a fool?
A fool is when you, like, it's kind of hard to explain. A fool is like...
Am I a fool?
I do. No.
All right. Would you call me a fool ever?
No.
Okay.
Kinda. Yeah. No. No.
All right. Well, I think we understand that one. So have you ever heard any of those quotes? Like you've heard, I have a dream.
I've never heard that one.
Well, I would tell you what, and I'll tell all the parents that want to listen to me. If you give your children a chance to Google famous Dr. King quotes, you'll have done yourself a nice service to your children. There's so many quotable moments from this great man. It's hard to put into words how eloquent of a speaker he was, but also the message that came across in those words was fantastic. So let's shift our focus for the last few minutes that we have, Viviana. Here's what I want to talk about. So you have the day off of school Monday,
mm-hmm.
and it's Dr. King's birthday. So what the nation would like us to do is have some sort of day of service where we remember his legacy by doing good for others. So what kind of things, in your mind, what kind of things could kids do to spread the message of good that Dr. King wanted for the world?
Maybe, like, you can watch the video that we just watched and just hear his I Have a Dream speech, Or you can just find a book at, like, a public library about him and just read about him.
What about things we can do in our own communities, even in our own neighborhoods? Like, I was thinking, you know what a cool thing would be to do is just help somebody randomly during the day on Monday,
yeah,
right?
We could just go around, and, like, if they don't know something about him, you could just tell him. And, like, it's kind of like Christmas caroling, but you're telling people about Martin Luther King.
Yeah. You could Christmas carol. That would spread joy. No, I'm just... Or we could, you know, pick up garbage.
Yeah.
We could go to the park and make sure there's... the garbage is cleaned up and there's nothing laying on the ground. We could go and just make somebody's day better, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talk to somebody we haven't before. Do you think you'll do any of that on the Dr. King holiday on Monday?
I don't know because... I don't know what we're doing on Monday. So... I can't say anything because I don't know
but
what
listen,
we're going to do.
So one of the things, so I'm your dad, right?
Yeah.
And so one of my responsibilities, and Dr. King tells us that, is that I should be helping you spread his good news, right? So how about this? Let's do a service project together on Monday. Deal?
Only us?
Maybe your brothers too. Deal?
Yeah.
All right. So, and that's what I want everybody to know. Dr. King is... iconically remember for the I Have a Dream speech, but as a parent, as a member of the community, and as a father, I tell you what, I want his legacy to be us at minimum for the one day a year we're called to do service in his name. So again, Vivi, thanks for joining me. Everybody, thanks for joining. Anything you want to say goodbye to everybody, Vivi?
Have a nice rest of your weekend and day.
Yeah, take care, everybody. We'll see you next time on the Daddy
Daughter
Dance.